Hi and welcome back on the Yell stage. After this wonderful mini playback show, we'll continue with topics on the internet. We are listening to a talk, Lessons in Self-Defense, Meme Warfare by Absage. I'm very looking forward to it. And in this talk, we see that in election campaigns, we see how the public opinion is strategically influenced, and now we are presented a guide how to defend yourself against meme influencing.
And if you're listening to this in English, there's a translation. You can listen to it on audio3c3lingo.org. And I wish you a lot of fun. Please, with a warm applause, welcome Ape Seger on stage.
Hi. Thank you for being here and not going for to the Antifa protest over there. I don't know why. And otherwise, the mic is not comfortable with the mask, but the first row is wearing masks, so that's going to work. I'm Sergei, the scientific unicorn with the chainsaw. I'm doing since about 5 years doing political education on social media, and right now I'm occupying myself a lot with internet propaganda, and my main task is being a troll. You are here probably to learn about the penis principle, in which we want to learn how to create a positive atmosphere and not feed trolls. This is what our peers, and I don't have to explain this because we're on the C3 and Linus has already explained this so often, so we're going to do something different this evening. And this evening, we are looking at anti-disciplinary scientific education. I'm not explaining what is meme for, because I guess you already know that, but I'll still use this to set up the framing. If you want to have further looks into this topic, I already talked about this at the Republica, but we will be looking at the real life causes of this methods. And we, you, I, and as a society can protect against this opinion making in the media. So once upon a time, there was a nephew of Sigmund Freud who invented propaganda. And everybody thought, oh, that sounds fun, we'll use it and see what happens. And then suddenly everything turned horrible. So propaganda is a very, very loaded term. But from the time back then, we learned a lot. And today we're part further. So today we call it public relations instead of propaganda. So to start, I'm going to play a game with you. And please do not use too much time because of 60 slides for 50 minutes. It says a lot. I'm going to show you some memes. And if you know what's referencing to, please raise your hand. So question one. On the way to announcing my presentation, who has already lost? Okay, that looks fine. So what is this? This is about a miscarriage. Do you know this frog? Yes, that is a protesting sign against an authoritarian regime in China. Who knows this one? That is an anti-scientific dog whistle, which claims that binary genders exist. Who knows this one? That's a rape joke. Who knows this one? That's the mascot of Gamergate, a hate campaign against a non-binary person who dared to develop a game against depressions. Who knows this saying? This is a call for ethnic cleansing. So hopefully now we're all warm with the matter and know how memes work and what we are occupied with in everyday life. So let's get to thinking about meme warfare. Just imagine if there was a war on the internet. we're seeing several headlines from German newspapers discussing an information warfare through Russia, through Sarah Wagenknecht, a German former left politician. Last headline, Elon Musk writing for The Welt. And maybe there is a war, but nobody really does anything against that. But this war, this information war, how it's called in media, is made state against state. Every war party does their own war propaganda with their own targets and goals in mind. And in the last years, we have seen very, very visibly how this can look like. So propaganda is not against the state, but against the polarization of a society and the moving within a society. So how this can look like, we can see, we've just seen in Germany, where we've seen this very, very useful instruction on how to do information warfare. We could have done more details, but it's a very nice guideline. So open battlefield is where we're heading. And unfortunately, the society is created from you and me. So a propaganda warfare is a warfare made of memes of an attack against you personally. So the people who are spreading manipulation and fake news are targeting you specifically. And it's very awful to be involved in a war you didn't know would be existing. So it's very important that we investigate in this matter how we can defend ourselves and how we as a party of conflict can act in this constellation instead of being passively interacted upon and being the pawns in a game. So the tactics behind this is mimetic warfare, which are tactical memes to set frames, shaping narratives, aesthetics, using a lot of dog whistles, which are messages that only chosen people understand, get the meaning. We remember ethnic cleansing. Since years, we've been talking about framing in the media, and in the politics, we can see it talked about again and again, and we only see it in the right-wing frames. So it's running wonderfully. Framing, dog whistles, and euphemisms are used to make unsayable sayable. And by making it sayable, we make it thinkable, because suddenly it's within a head. And if you're thinking it often enough, you suddenly say it again. And at the same time, dog whistles are used to, for people to coordinate and spreading narratives who didn't even know they were on the same side before. And framing, you can also prime how people take it in and what clues they take from it. And at the same time, we see radicalization going everywhere. Lastly, we would have seen it on Telegram, where some conspiracy theorists are meeting up, and suddenly people getting in there turn into radicalists, conspiracy thinkers. And people who wanted to storm the parliament in Germany or in the US, if somebody still remembers that. And at the same time, we see that right wings are complaining how the corridor of discourse is getting narrower and narrower, or assumedly narrower and narrower, so that in the media, in the TV, you can say everything unless you're a communist, because I've never seen a communist talking at Lanz, which is a German TV show in talking format. And this last point is that what I'm talking about is that's being used very omnipresently are baits and trolling. Trolling is something we usually do on social media, often do again. I can very easily bait people to waste the energy on me if I know how to push the specific buttons by saying specific things. And if I'm Olli Poschert, which I'm a TV moderator, I can spread frames and narratives on the politics and through the outscreen on that measure, people react to it and suddenly it's been read. But we can't forget that the right-wing today are not the right-wing people of back then, but the right-wing people of today have internet.
Because if we vibe all day, then we fall into the trap of this manipulation and we have to get into the rational acting mode. But what's also true is that with facts you cannot change opinions, because psychology tells us this is completely emotional, and the only thing that this leads us to is if you try to discuss your opponent, for example, the climate change denialists, to death, and we have to remember we shouldn't discuss with the frames that these people are spreading and not use their language, because usually they thought about what they were trying to say and to achieve, and we didn't, and we should not spread it at all unless we have a very good reason to try to disprove it. Just don't discuss, or let's not have a discourse. We should also try to develop emotional competencies, because that's what the German moderator was always angry about, is that the emotion is coming from the other person and not you, and you're falling into the trap of giving them what they want if you respond in the way that they expect. But we also need to protect society from several different studies. We know that deplatforming works. There is informational war going on. Why is there no war reports? Why don't I know what the discussion points are? Maybe we need to democratize it. There's this concept of immunization for information warfare. If you know the right thing ahead of time, you're less easy to influence than the other way around. We need to democratize this room of discussion. And there's not a lot happening in the democratic sphere at the moment. And there are NGOs and think tanks that could really help us out in that area, but yeah, we don't have a lot of them. And what we have is this. We have people who take the right-wing narrative verbatim from the fascists and just repost the screenshots without giving any context or telling you why they're wrong. And what we can observe at the moment is that Twitter collapsed, and all the people that the journalists and that were trolling the journalists, they felt a little alone and lonely. And apparently, coming from Blue Sky, we had a very comfortable echo chamber there in the past, and we've all been nice to each other. Well, clearly we're not, but get the gist. Everything that happens there is that was usually a very centrist. Everything was, yes, something you could reasonably say, and people from the outside are a little irritated by it. And there are a lot of potato sounds. That's potato is a stand-in for Germans here. And what we should never forget is we are the means of production, and we need to produce our own memes to counter this. We are in the meme warfare, and we can defend ourselves if we spread more and better memes and fight these people where it hurts them. But you need to still remember that we need to stand together. If you watch what's happening in the USA, then trans rights was the first thing that was falling, and then it was over the LGBT rights to the women's rights and so on. But we also need to protect the state. We need propaganda for democracy, not propaganda about why fascism is wrong, but rather positive propaganda why you want democracy. And surprisingly few people tell me about this. And we need propaganda by democratic parties. Basically, it doesn't happen left of the German Conservative Party anymore, the CDU. We can have a Ministry of Defense that takes care of this, possibly. And often things that happen here are illegal, but it doesn't have any consequences. So there's something that could be done there. And what politics is doing is basically this. So I've discussed this with Anne Roth She basically told, she was saying that she doesn't understand what I'm saying. She bought off targeted advertisement that I could vote for climate terrorists. Whereas the, on the other side, the right-wing parties do you go high, we go low. And usually when we stick to the rules, then we're going to lose. Taiwan is doing the same thing against China. They do the defense and the counteroffensive organized by the state. So whenever China is doing a disinformation campaign, then they're doing defensive memes. And currently we're here, but we have to turn it up to 11.
Check 1, 2. Ein herzlichen Applaus.
Thank you. A warm round of applause for Ab Sege. That concludes the translation of Lessons in Self-Defense by Ab Sege, live from the 38C3. We translate all of the talks live at 38C3. Your translators were Sherry and Kaste. We appreciate your feedback. Please email us at hello@c3lingo.org or use the hashtag #c3lingo on Mastodon. If you have questions, you can tweet at the Right Room. So you said that we should also try the framing and use the same tactics, but you come from a different side. And so the tactics that have to be applied is working propaganda. There is scientific research done by the military partially. They created methods that can be used to influence the opinion, and manipulation is a huge field in psychology. And if we categorically refuse to do what the right-wing parties are doing, we're basically robbing ourselves of the proven methods that science says are working. And if we have empirical evidence that we can change opinions of that, then we should. Are there other questions? And but you also have to beware of not strengthening and applying the right-wing talking points, because that strengthens them. But rather, we should put our diversity and solidarity into focus and think of the really important points that we're trying to make. Other questions? If you want to ask a signal angel, use 38C3 minus Yell in IRC. I am Christoph Meyer. I am spelled exactly the same as a German representative in the Bavarian parliament, and I was being invited by him at some point. And that's why I was invited by the far right German party. They actually, I made a T-shirt and created a meme with him on it and a bit of an insult, and I waltzed up into the Bavarian parliament, and it was actually interesting. It was clear that they have very different opinions, and we got into a bit of a discussion, and I have a picture with the Hans Meyer that I was trying to mock, and yeah, that's really, you can do that with memes. And the approach out of the chaos sphere of deplatforming them is actually counterproductive, in my opinion. The other Christoph Meyer is basically, all he has to do is say, look at the block parties. They are the, we're being, yeah, they're applying censorship, and we're just fighting for our rights and for freedom. And it's very easy to undermine their discussion points if you go into dialogue. And I figured that if my name is actually the same, I can just walk up to him, and that was actually quite funny. And that's a starting point into getting discussions and, yeah, getting the ball rolling. You have to distinguish a couple of things. Deplatforming doesn't mean that we are not going to talk to them. It just means that we're not going to amplify their signal and that we distribute the stuff that they produce. And the people who don't want to be exposed to what they're spreading shouldn't be. And what you're doing, I think, is absolutely correct. You should get into discussions with them. But yeah, Okay, thank you for the talk. This has to be the end because we have the next talk right up. So let's have a one round of applause for AppSäge. Thank you for this. This concludes our this translation as well.